Hi, David Edmund here. This is Side 1 of For the Record Program Number 829, Fireside Chat about Eddie the Friendly Spook and the Ukraine Crisis. This is being recorded on January 11th of the year 2014. Hi there, boys and girls. It's time for another exciting episode of The Adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook, your favorite cartoon character. Remember, boys and girls, Eddie's not like those other spooks. They're scary and mean. Eddie is your friend. Well, this is, as I said, a fireside chat. There are many articles and links in the description for this program. I am not going to be doing nearly as much reading in this program as I normally do. It also is going to be, frankly, very ambitious, perhaps a little bit too much so, in that I'm going to be tackling an awful lot. I'm going to be talking, obviously, about the Snowden WikiLeaks op and about the Ukraine crisis. I am convinced that they are part of the same underground Reich mega operation, and I'm going to attempt to do justice to this. There are, again, in the description for the program, there are already many articles in there, most of which are culled from some of our previous programs about the adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook and WikiLeaks and also the Ukraine. And I'm going to do my best to delineate what I think are the parameters of a mega intelligence operation. One of the things that prompted me to do this at this point in time, and something that I think will serve as sort of ideological and journalistic bookends for the situation that we are looking at, concerns a couple of stories that have emerged in the last couple of weeks. There has been a minor furor, that's F-U-R-O-R, about the attendance at by Representative Steve Scalise, that's S-C-A-L-I-S-E. He is the incoming House Majority Whip for the 114th Congress, controlled by the Republican Party. In 2002, he apparently attended David Duke's Euro organization. David Duke is a well-known white supremacist, and this has caused something of a brouhaha, considering that the Republican Party has an entire branch there of ethnic Heritage Outreach Council that is quite literally Nazi with its roots in the Third Reich, with groups like the Romanian Iron Guard, the Croatian Ustashi, most prominently the Ukrainian OUNB, whose heirs are now in power in Ukraine. I really don't know why people are so surprised about this. David Duke, as I have said in the past, serves as something of a trace element for the elements that are involved in the Snowden/WikiLeaks op. The other advent was the assault, although this has received very little coverage, only in the blogosphere that I am aware of. On the very first day of the 114th Congress, the Republican Party began attacking, guess what, Social Security, and specifically they are looking to whittle away at the Social Security program's disability benefits that are being provided. When we are looking at David Duke, and when we are looking at attempts at whittling away Social Security, we are looking at things that are part and parcel to the Snowden operation. So a couple of things that we will be talking about concerns those. And I'm gonna, again, this is going to be a very ambitious program, so I'm going to do my level best to cover everything that I can. I am not only convinced, and I think I can demonstrate quite clearly that the Snowden WikiLeaks op is just that. It is an intelligence operation. Edward Snowden is a spy. And in fact, I think we might even begin with something I was going to close the program with. In an interview with Brian Williams on NBC News on May 28th of 2014, which yielded a post by Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, Connor, C-O-N-N-O-R, called Inside, or titled Inside the Mind of Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden said, quote, "I was trained as a spy in sort of the traditional sense of the word, in that I lived and worked undercover overseas, pretending to work in a job that I'm not, and even being assigned a name that was not mine," Snowden said. Well, that is what I am talking about. That is why I call him Eddie the Friendly Spook. Spook, of course, is a slang term for spy. Edward Snowden is a spy, and spy rhymes with ride. If I were, for example, a Gestapo agent who wanted to infiltrate the RAF during the Battle of Britain, I'm not going to come in going, "Achtung, Sieg Heil, we will march on the road of bones." I'm going to be going, "Right here, chaps, stiff upper lip, piece of cake, pip, pip." You are not going to behave like what you really are. You are going to behave in a manner that will seduce those whom you have targeted for subversion. And Edward Snowden is doing just exactly that. Now, when I talk about WikiLeaks and Snowden, they are the same ops. Basically, they're part of the same operation. When Edward Snowden went from Hawaii to Hong Kong in China, he did so apparently courtesy of a guy named Jacob Applebaum. Jacob Applebaum is part of the WikiLeaks milieu. And Jacob Applebaum, by the way, is now in Germany. When Edward Snowden went from China to Russia, he did so courtesy of Sarah Harrison, who was part of WikiLeaks. In fact, she was Julian Assange's lover at one point in time. And the fellow who provided the plane for Edward Snowden is also a WikiLeaks supporter. The Snowden op and WikiLeaks are part of the same operation. Glenn Greenwald, who has been Snowden's leaking journalist of choice, was joined at the hip with WikiLeaks. If one looks at this, there are many, many discontinuities. There are things that just don't make sense if one is to take this at face value. We are told, for example, that Germany was shocked at what was going on. Well, in fact, Germany has been partnered with the NSA for a long time. They even got the X key score program. Germany does exactly the same thing with fewer civil liberties protections for foreign citizens. And the principles in this, the aforementioned Jacob Applebaum, the aforementioned Sarah Harrison, Laura Poitras, who is the documentary filmmaker, who is very, very close to Edward Snowden. She did the Citizen 4, a documentary about Snowden, and also a guy named Peter Sunde. I'm not sure how that's pronounced, S-U-N-D-E. He was the co-founder of the Pirate Bay website or URL. It was on that URL that WikiLeaks held forth. Peter Sunde is also in Germany. He was working for Siemens at the time, probably still is. Siemens is not only one of the German core corporations, it is one of the Bormann corporations and is something like, it is inextricably linked with the Bormann Capital Network, and it also serves as something of a quartermaster for German intelligence, the BND. I think that this is primarily a BND operation. I think the whip hand is BND. I also think that there is an element of CIA involved, an underground Reich-linked element of CIA as well. There are so many discontinuities in this. I'm going to talk about some of them. One of the most dramatic concerns the fact that we are sort of the foundation, the ideological and journalistic foundation of this is unwarranted access to private information. Well, WikiLeaks has over 1 terabyte of information at its disposal. Who vetted WikiLeaks? What sort of judicial oversight exists for WikiLeaks? Edward Snowden got 2.7 million classified documents. Who vetted Edward Snowden? What sort of judicial oversight is there for Edward Snowden? WikiLeaks, for example, is partnered with the Russian phishing mafia. That's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. And as the Spam House group pointed out, the Russian phishing mafia had a mirrored website, for they mirrored the WikiLeaks website. The Russian phishing, that's spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, by the way, those are the master internet criminals who steal your credit cards, your personal information, empty your bank account, max out your credit cards, steal your identity. And it is so ironic that people, and again, the WikiLeaks operation and the Snowden op are one and the same. People don't seem really concerned about that. I would be. I'm a lot less worried about the NSA than I would be about the Russian phishing mafia. But stupidity carries a very high price. And I think the people who have taken the worm being dangled by Eddie the Friendly Spook into their mouth deserve to be hooked. And so if you've been visiting the WikiLeaks site, if you've been supporting WikiLeaks, your personal information might very well be available to the Russian phishing mafia. So good effing luck with that one. I know this, for example, that a lot of the Pacifica radio stations were offering a flash drive with a whole bunch of WikiLeaks files on there. I wonder if they vetted that. I wonder if they even took that off of the mirrored website that the Russian phishing mafia had. Because otherwise, there's code on there that you don't want on your mobile phone or your hard drive. On the other hand, sheep get shorn. Again, Germany raised all sorts of hackles over this. They were shocked that this was going on. And yet, one of the things that Angela Merkel was pressing for was inclusion in this very program. They wanted access to the inner sanctum of the Five Eyes spying program. That is a program that dates back to World War II. It also is basically one and the same as the Echelon network. More about that later. It involves the U.S., the U.K., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. Those are the Five Eyes. It is more than a little interesting that Germany, despite professing to be shocked, wanted in on the very thing. Same thing with the European Union. They were so shocked that they said, well, we've got to develop the same thing. And again, Germany was not shocked. They knew all about this. The essence of the WikiLeaks operation, as I noted in an article from the New York Times of September 6th of 2001, this has been known for a long time. I've been speaking about it to an extent from open sources for really since the late 1990s. This is not new. The New York Times, for example, on September 6, 2001, had an article, World Briefing, Europe Report on U.S. Spy System by Suzanne Daly, D-A-L-E-Y, excerpting, the United States-led spying system known as Echelon can monitor virtually every communication in the world by email, phone, or fax that bounces off a satellite, the European Parliament was told. But in reporting on a year-long study, again, this article 9-6-2001, it's almost 14 years old, and it's the result of a year-long study. Again, but in reporting on a year-long study of the system that was prompted by concern that American companies were using data from the system to gain a competitive edge, Gerhard Schmidt, S-C-H-M-I-D, a German member of the European Parliament, said that many European countries had similar abilities. Well, they most assuredly did and do, and they have fewer civil liberties protections. So again, a huge discontinuity there. The basic goals of this operation, in my opinion, first of all, the destabilization of the Obama administration. It is frustrating U.S. foreign policy, and it also, I think, had a lot to do with the very poor showing of the Democrats in the 2014 off-year elections. Now, traditionally, off-year elections have a low voter turnout. The supposed stampede for the GOP took place with 42% of eligible voters voting. That was due in part, I think, to the Snowden operation. An article that is in the description mentions that in a poll, 70% of people aged 34 and younger who were queried about this view Edward Snowden as a hero and said that he did a very good thing. That goes directly to the pipe of the relatively young, idealistic voters that put Obama in office in 2008. He benefited greatly from relatively young and idealistic voters. Well, those are the type of people who were targeted, and successfully so, in my opinion, in part by the Snowden operation, and they stayed home. That put the Republican Congress in power. It also destabilized the Obama administration's foreign policy. For openers, and again, one of the things that is to be observed throughout this, it concerns discontinuities. Again, Snowden is a spy. Now, let's assume for the sake of argument that somebody is concerned with internet freedom and freedom of expression. Well, the very first place that Snowden went was China. Okay. Now, if you're a crusader for internet freedom, you're not going to go to China and leak documents to the Chinese. That just doesn't compute. China is not exactly a bastion of internet freedom and freedom of expression, civil liberties, etc. That makes no sense at all if one takes it at face value. On the other hand, if one looks at it as an intelligence operation, which it quite clearly is, Snowden went to Hong Kong just as President Obama was meeting with President Xi of China, thereby creating embarrassment for Obama and frustrating Obama's foreign policy. Then, just before Obama is going to meet with Angela Merkel and European political leaders, Glenn Greenwald, who, as we will see in a minute, review in a minute. Again, much of this is review. Glenn Greenwald, in a previous professional incarnation, was an attorney, and he spent years representing Nazi murderers pro bono. He also, by the way, was a big George W. Bush supporter in the early part of the last decade. I'm convinced that Glenn Greenwald is also an intelligence officer of some kind, probably DND. In fact, looking at his curriculum vitae, I suspect he may have been recruited. He studied German in high school. That is a very common DND recruitment tool, using German teachers to recruit people for service in the German intelligence service, the BND, which grew full-blown, basically grew directly out of the Reinhard-Gehlen spy outfit. So again, after Snowden, the supposed crusader for freedom of expression, internet freedom, etc., goes to China, then he goes to Europe, just as Obama's going to meet with Angela Merkel and others. And Glenn Greenwald is publishing articles about NSA spying on Germany, thereby, again, frustrating U.S. foreign policy. Perhaps most importantly, and this eventually will serve as a pivot point to discussion of the Ukraine crisis, as incredible as it may seem, Obama, for quite some time, had as a major tenet of his foreign policy what he called a reboot with Russia. He was attempting to refurbish American diplomatic relations with Russia. Just before Obama was going to meet with President Putin of Russia, maybe the friendly spook goes from one world-renowned bastion of internet freedom and freedom of political expression, China, to another world-renowned bastion of internet freedom and political expression, Russia. By the way, I don't pass judgment on what either the Chinese or the Russians are doing. Both countries are facing destabilization programs from the West and elements of U.S. intelligence in particular. But let's face it, if you're concerned with internet freedom, political expression, blah, 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 you're damn well not going to go to China, okay? And he did just as Obama was meeting with President Xi. Later, by the way, when Michelle Obama was visiting China, both the New York Times and Der Spiegel leaked articles coming from Edward, leaked documents provided to them by Snowden about NSA spying on one of China's largest tech companies. And President Xi of China was scheduled to meet with Angela Merkel the following week. So then again, just before Obama's going to meet with Merkel, Glenn Greenwald, a Nazi fellow traveler as an attorney who ran interference for the leaderless resistance strategy, he leaks documents about NSA spying on Germany, thereby muddying the diplomatic waters for Barack Obama. And then, just before Obama's going to meet with President Putin, Edward Snowden goes from one world-renowned bastion of internet freedom and political expression, China, to another one, Russia. And that obliged the cancellation of a summit conference between President Putin and Obama. And again, I think that the profound resonance that the Snowden slash WikiLeaks op had with Americans 34 and under had a lot to do with the election of the Republican Congress basically the 114th Congress began this past week. I think also that the destabilization of the NSA and GCHQ, the British equivalent of NSA and partnered with NSA, was part of the goal of this operation. I think that much of this has been public for quite some time, but Snowden got a hold of 2.7 million documents, including information about U.S. and British intelligence officers and their families, and things that basically he could be used to do serious damage to NSA and GCHQ. I suspect that this is likely to come. These chickens will be coming home to roost after Jeb Bush gets into office in 2016, and I suspect that's exactly what is going to happen. Never lose sight of the fact that CIA headquarters is named for the elder George Bush, and his son Jeb is, I would bet, will be the Republican candidate in 2016. I also would note that Snowden's attorney now, his latest attorney, is a guy named Plato Cacheras, who was Monica Lewinsky's attorney as well. And Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch has been dogging Obama and demonstrating for Obama. He filed a lawsuit against NSA that was attendant on it weighed in with the Snowden operation. Larry Klayman was one of the driving forces behind the Whitewater scandal when Clinton was being destabilized in the late 1990s. The judge who ruled favorably on Larry Klayman's lawsuit related to the Snowden op and NSA was a George W. Bush appointee who had been a longtime Republican partisan and helped to frustrate investigations into the Iran-Contra scandal and into the Iraqgate and October surprise affairs as well. And again, all of this is in the previous programs about the adventures of Eddie the Friendly Spook. If you do keyword searches, do a keyword search about the Eddie the Friendly Spook and Larry Klayman, for example, you will come up with this. And again, many links and many articles about this are in the description for the record, 829. Another goal of this, I think, was an attack on U.S. internet and high-tech business. Germany and Brazil, for example, not only have many countries canceled contracts with U.S. tech companies, Germany and Brazil began working on a fiber optics program, supposedly because of the disclosures by Edward Snowden. This would theoretically, anyway, enable them to elude spying by the NSA. And they said this was because of the disclosures, because they were shocked at the disclosures of Eddie the Friendly Spook. Well, that is pure nonsense. That is a huge discontinuity. It makes no sense whatsoever. Germany has been and is still part and parcel of the NSA's operations. They got the X Key Score program. And again, as from that New York Times article of September 6th of 2001, this has been known for years. So rather than resulting from the, quote, disclosures, unquote, of Edward Snowden, the Snowden op, in part, it's a psyop meant to generate gravitas for the IT ramp-ups by German and Brazilian tech companies. Again, it just makes no sense at all. It is a huge discontinuity to take that at face value. Oh, yes, Germany and Brazil are shocked at NSA spying, so they're going to cooperate on the fiber optics program that will enable them to elude NSA spying. They've known about this for a long time. The ramp-up of Brazilian and German internet information technology business was planned, and the Snowden op, and again, I think the whip hand here is BND, was designed in part to generate gravitas for the German-Brazilian ramp-up for their IT business. U.S. tech companies, on the other hand, have lost millions of dollars because of this, and I think in part this is quite literally an underground Reich / German assault on U.S. high-tech business. It is an act of economic warfare. Now, again, I began by talking about David Duke and Steve Scalise and also the Republicans' assault on Social Security. We're going to continue with this, and then we're going to pivot to the discussion of Ukraine in Side 2. Suffice it to say again that the WikiLeaks operation and the Snowden operation are basically one mega operation. Snowden goes from Hawaii to China, that world-renowned bastion of internet freedom, just as President Xi is meeting with Obama, courtesy of Jacob Applebaum of WikiLeaks. And he goes from China to Russia, another world-renowned bastion of freedom of political expression and internet freedom in particular, courtesy of Sarah Harrison of WikiLeaks. Applebaum, Sarah Harrison, Laura Poitras, and Peter Sunde, who founded the Pirate Bay website, are all in Germany. That makes no sense if one takes it at face value. If, on the other hand, all of those people are seen as BND assets or perhaps even agents, then it makes a great deal of sense indeed. We will continue with this in Side 2 of our program. This concludes Side 1 of For the Record, program number 829, Fireside Chat about Eddie the Friendly Spook and the Ukraine crisis. This has been recorded on January 11th of the year 2015. My name's Dave Emery. Ciao.